I want to deal in this part with practice management software. Now, I am not a huge technical guy. I take on technicals as I actually need them. But I've talked to a lot of people about practice management software as I go around the country. And there are a whole range of offerings, CCH, APS, Iris, just to name a few off the top of my head. So what do these practice management systems actually do? Well, as you'd expect, there's a whole range of things. Monitoring risk, that's actually a very important one. It sort of gives you client information, whether they're a VAT client, whether they're a PAYE client, and so on and so forth. Have you got the best telephone number? Information about your clients. They help you analyze staff productivity, give you time and fees, debtors ledger. And something that I confess I'm particularly bad at is a WIP analysis, work in progress, and dealing with aging WIP. I think I must have a kind streak or something because I do tend to let my WIP actually run on a bit and it becomes kind of structural after a while. I suspect that a few of you may sympathise with that position, but if clients are struggling, I sometimes take a kind view that I won't bill them now. I'll perhaps bill them in a month or two when the workflow starts again. Practice management software will also give you a calendar. So, how do I feel about these packages? Well, I'm not going to give you a recommendation because I don't know enough about them. I personally have got a sort of a simple system on Microsoft Outlook, which gives me calendars and so on and so forth. And I use that. And for me personally, I use a big wall planner. I've got a huge wall planner in my office where everything just hits me in the face and it's all color-coded and so on and so forth. And that just works for me. So come the time when that doesn't work anymore, then I will no doubt go completely computerized. So these packages, well, I'm fairly positive about them. Having talked to a lot of people who are accountants, I think once you've made the jump, you sort of tend to feel a bit more positive about them. I think they're especially good if they're integrated into accounts and tax software packages. For example, Iris, as I understand it, actually offers this integration. So, as far as these packages are concerned, again, I think it's a rather personal issue. I feel that MIPS across the country are sort of slowly turning across to them, but there will be many people, myself included at the moment, who are quite comfortable with the big wall planning systems as a way of managing risk. But no doubt one day I will indeed make the jump. I think it's worth emphasising that one of the key features of practice management software is that it is trying to help you manage risk. Risk of missing deadlines, for example, is always close to my heart, and I'm sure yours as well. I've never missed a deadline yet, and I'm just crossing my fingers, but I've sometimes come close to the wire. Does that sound familiar? I think another way of managing risk that I personally find works is having a day book. Now, this can be computerized or it can be hard copy. It's a bit like a ship's log. I record telephone conversations, not the fine detail, that goes in the file note, meetings, letters sent out and so on. It's nothing too sophisticated, but it does give me a good overview and it helps me order my thoughts to plan my day and it gives me a very quick record of what happened and I can look back over a couple of months swiftly to track what's going on a particular client and I have to say that that works for me. Okay, that's enough about practice management software. Let's move on to other areas.